Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ranking Member, and Madam Secretary, thank you for what I can only describe as a truly exemplary career in public service and a dedication to public service. And I look forward to what the future holds for you as well. I have two broad-based questions for you, if I can, Madam Secretary. You now have obviously held this office for 4 years and an extraordinarily challenging time in our history. We've recently passed the two-year anniversary of the Arab Awakening. We're seeing the recent headlines, emerging threats from Algeria and Mali across northern Africa, spreading out through the Middle East, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan. As you close on your tenure, I was wondering if you might be willing to share some important lessons learned from the time that you've spent in this post and enlighten us as to what Congress can do to help respond and even get in front of these threats as we move forward. And related to that, if I may, assuming that you're going to say what you've said a couple of times about increased engagement at the ground level, how do we do that in areas that are unstable, where we need to depend on local governments or local security forces that, quite frankly, we've seen don't have the ability to provide the type of security that our diplomats are going to demand?
Well, Congressman, it's wonderful to see you here, and I thank you for your interest in looking sort of into the future. Let me just make a couple of points. First, we have a lot of tools that we don't use as well as we should.